Going buff. It seems that music is at the center of bodybuilding, but it and several other concerns have to be dialed in quite right. And bodybuilding itself appears to be much different from what everyone else is doing. You only need dumbbells, and you need to lift non-stop, pausing for 3 or so seconds every couple of minutes only. There is no lifting heavy, as that can only cut off circulation, and sets and reps are just a myth. It's a completely broken idea. And yeah, just like joggers, everyone needs to stop at first. And just like joggers, those rest times must be eliminated by enhancing one's endurance. So you start on a platform of non-stop 5-pound dumbbells for 1 hour, synchronizing your lifting with the beat of slow songs. And yes, unfortunately, you need to learn to control the tempo of your songs as you eventually just run out of playlists. You can use Audacity or FFmpeg a tempo filter and experiment with AI. But you have to bring down the beats per minute of your song collection to a stable value. 100 BPM is a good start. If your songs are too slow, the workout will feel flimsy. If they are too fast, you will need to stop way too frequently. Aside from dictating a stable tempo that you can slowly increase as your body adapts and grows more muscle, music helps with focus. There is no workout without it. Distractions are a disaster for bodybuilding because it does take a long time of lifting to tell your body to adapt. A lot of the reason as to why it is just standing dumbbell exercises is focus. Switching between equipment will also ruin a workout. And the songs must always be fresh and interesting, as they represent a kind of energy that you do need. And you must hit every beat, as that is the mechanism that induces the dance trance. Well, it's actually one beat for lifting up and one for lowering your weight. 120 beats per minute song will have you lift your dumbbells 60 times a minute. Furthermore, when you are getting enough sleep, workout energy can only come from slow to digest food. Oatmeal does not seem to work as well as trail mix and noodles, but that's just my personal opinion. Dumbbells are a simple thing, so it's only dumbbell lateral raise, standing dumbbell curls, and overhead shoulder press. And you cycle between these non-stop, letting the different muscle groups rest. As you begin, you can use an interval timer to eliminate that initial need for stopping. When configuring it, you have to ask, how long can I cycle 5-pound dumbbell weights for? And then, how long do I need to rest to do it again, several times over to fill an entire hour? 5-pound dumbbells could be too light for you, and they certainly become too light in just a couple of months. You should lift light, but not so light that you can lift more, and not so heavy that you are forced to stop. A workout is a focused multiplex of all of the above and a few extra things that you personally discover along the way, adjusted to challenge your body and keep it challenged. And just the moment you adapt to be able to handle it, you adjust your music to be a little bit faster, weights to be a little bit heavier, or the entire workout duration to go 15 minutes more, in order to put that challenge back on the edge so that your body can continue adapting.